This podcast is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Bobrow and is a production of VI Alliance.
Copyright 2020.
And this chart-busting hit, Alone Leave Me, courtesy of New Threads, is available everywhere. Hi, this is Julie and I'm here with Susan and we are doing something a little bit different in this ancient text podcast. We're going to do a randomizer on one of the books slash materials that we've already read. And today our choice was to look at Norman Vincent Peale's 40 Thought Conditioners. If you haven't absorbed them, if you haven't looked into it, if you haven't heard our podcast, you can scroll back down and find it and enjoy it. What we did is we thought of a number from 1 to 40 because there are 40 thought conditioners and I just yelled out 17, and we're going to look at number 17 from Norman Vincent Peale's Thought Conditioners. Again, this is a document you can find anywhere online. Okay, number 17 is, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And that's from the Ephesians 3:20. And if you're new to Norman Vincent Peale's Thought Conditioners, basically the real succinct abridged version of what they are 40 really powerful sentences or parts, but they're not long, from the Bible that have energy to them that can change the way your thoughts move.
And they were his choices, the ones that were the most powerful passages to him.
Right, and they worked in the situations that he was involved in, and also they worked with the people he was involved with. And there's, you know, a whole bunch of basis in the document itself that you can go and research and see. We're just going to take number 17 and we're going to go right into it. He has the thought conditioner, and then he gives a little bit of a synopsis of about where the power lies in it.
Okay, do you want me to read it?
Yep, sure.
Okay, these are Norman Vincent Peale's words. Today, remind yourself that nothing is too good to be true. Your great hopes can be realized. Your most wonderful dreams can come true. All that you really need, you can have. An incredible goodness is operating in your behalf. If you are living a paltry life, resolve to stop it today. Expect great things to happen. Confidently receive God's abundant blessings. Do not think lack. Instead, think prosperity, abundance, the best of everything. God wants to give it to you, his child, every good thing. Don't hinder his generosity.
And so, you know what the cool thing about this one is? The minute I read the thought conditioner, it's a little bit intense. And then when it just kind of settles in the energy of me, and then I go into what his description is, it's kind of ironic to me because, you know, immediately it throws out, like, what do you say, you throw out the baby with the bathwater? It throws out all of the self-help material.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you just right now, this is what it is. Right now, you don't have to read anything else. You don't have to absorb anything else. You don't have to take notes about anything else. You just have to get into the focus of that energy. That, you know, abundance is all around you. And it's part of your birthright. And, you know, looking at it spiritually and looking at it metaphysically and looking at it, you know, he expresses in the sense of God, it's a generosity that's coming to you. And that's it. Hi, this is Julie here with Susan. And I have to ask you, what's one of the favorite books that we've written together? Which one would you say?
My favorite would be Energetic Invocations, because you tricked me into writing it. And it wrote itself, and I just was grateful to be a part of it. I like all the books we've written. We've had so much fun, but that's probably my favorite.
You know, I agree with you. I love Energetic Invocations, and I love the invocations because they're really powerful. And I love the way it slides into the Endra book. So the Ender Scripts is really fun as well. So I agree with you.
Yep. Awesome.
Hey, Susan, you remember that old song that Tom Petty sang?
Which old song?
The waiting is the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was so right about that. The waiting is the hardest part. The coolest thing about all the stuff we've written, you can get it as an ebook right now.
Right.
Live
now.
On Amazon right now. And you know what they say? There's no time like the present.
Well, you know, it's the part about this that really affects me the most is it gives me a sense of there's something greater than me that's working on my behalf. So if I have something I'm working on or I'm not confident with, or honestly, I'm not sure how the heck it's going to occur. Like, I can't imagine how I can get whatever it is. If I can't use my imagination enough to conjure up how it might occur, the worst case is I can sit down and say it's in God's hands.
Mm.
And that to understand that there is, and we're using God because he's talking using God, so we're going to stick with his description,
right.
Is that there's nothing that God cannot do.
Mm.
God can move mountains. God can, I mean, creates the planets, and it's a powerful existence so far beyond my own capability that it's within my capabilities, but if I can't understand it, I can take solace knowing that there is that huge capability that's working for me. And I don't mean it in a work, employee kind of thing, meaning
right.
that it is like you're a mother or father that has the ability to do anything.
Right.
And if you can put your trust in that, that's sometimes, for me, when you're at that point of exhaustion or just struggling,
right.
knowing that you have that ability and it's with everyone, it's abundance around us, that just changes my feeling about something that I might be struggling with.
Right, it changes the whole energy around you. And not only do you get out of the way, yet I also want to point out, who says that to you? Who says, remind yourself that nothing's too good to be true? Who says that your greatest hopes can be realized?
Oh, everyone who says,
says,
come on, you can't do that.
I know.
Who makes you, you're not this, you're not smart enough, you're not fast
right.
enough. Who would imagine? Who could imagine that?
Right. And there's no competition here. Who says, hey, your most wonderful dreams can come true? I mean, who really says that to you? And the funny thing is, in you reading this, you say it to you. In you absorbing this, you say it to you. In you reflecting on what Norman Vincent Peale's comments are, you get into that space and energy. Nobody else has to do it for you. You get out of your way and you do it.
But when you're saying that, I think occurs is when you try to be somebody who's already out there. If you're trying to be the next, you fill in the blank. This doesn't work because you're trying to be somebody. You're not trying to be you. And I think that can work against you in this regard. Because, okay, I'll just throw it out there. Say you want to be the next Oprah, right? Well, that's already occurred. So if you want to be the next whoever, it's already occurred. So of course, how can it occur? Because it's already happened. But if you want to be the best you, everything's opened. And I think when you say, who says that? I think when you put out there, you want to up one, ruin somebody. You want to destroy somebody. That's a different way of looking at that. That's not going to work for you to be you. It's almost like you can only do one thing. And I think that is a lot of times what people think. I have to be the next whomever. And then, of course, you're not thinking about you. You're trying to be something that exists.
Mm-hmm. And, another part of his explanation where he just simply says, expect great things to happen. I mean, what would happen if every morning you woke up and you weren't thinking, oh gosh, I'm late for work, I have to do this, oh my gosh, I have to take care of that, or this situation is going on, or this problem. If you just just generally expected good things.
But I mean, that's not how we're trained. We're always
And how would that really affect your whole presence and who you come into interactions with and how you live your life?
Hey, Julie, do you remember the old Tootsie Roll Pop commercial? It's how many bites does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop?
Oh, yes.
Okay, you do remember that. How many rings does it take to get someone to answer the door on Halloween?
Depends on if you have candy or not.
Well, how many clicks does it take to get the Halloween trivia ebook?
Just a one.
Get yours today.
Isn't it interesting, Julie, that you and I both grew up outside of Boston, one town away from each other, and it took, I'm just going to say, over 40 years for us to meet and do these podcasts, and the minute we started doing them, they just keep coming faster and faster. Don't you find that fascinating?
Sounds like wine, or is it cheese to me?
I think it's kismet, and I think if we go with that, everything that we're saying has been set up divinely for us to say it.
Ooh, agreed. Hey folks, Julie here. You know, sometimes things just don't make sense, and you get that there's something more to life. You can either do the work to find out what that is, or just stay stuck in the routine. It really is a choice. Yet once you start doing the work, that becomes a part of your routine. That's what Susan and I found out. And because I'm a writer, we documented our process. Find it today on Amazon. Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change, and Energetic Invocations series, a book of vibrational change, volumes 1 to 17. Ebook and books are available now.
Well, I think it would also, whoever comes into your presence, you have a different viewpoint of it. Something occurs, you know, someone's driving in front of you and they're driving so slow and you're like, I got to get to work and I've got to deal with this. You're like ticked off at the person versus if you sit there and say, well, they're here for my, everything that works is in my best interest. Well, maybe is, you know, like you've said in the past, maybe they're saving you from getting a ticket, a huge ticket. And does that change the fact? No, but guess what? It doesn't change the fact you're behind the slow person anyways. That's going to occur. So how do you want to, and starting off your day saying something like this puts it out there that that's the way the day is going to go. And the more that you have that intention, it tends to occur that way.
And where he states, do not think lack. I mean, that's brilliant, because in that simple sentence, I mean, how often do we just operate from lack? You know, I can't afford this, I can't do this, oh no, that will never happen.
And it's
how often is that the extremeness of our life and what we kind of bury ourselves in?
Well, I think that's basically, you know, we always, you know, plan for the worst, hope for the best, but plan for the worst. Well, in planning, you're focusing on the lack or scarcity. And, you know, and I said something to somebody just recently. I'm like, you know, things can happen. I'm aware. But I go in with the best of intentions, knowing that whatever occurs, well, I'll deal with it. Whatever occurs. But I don't sit there and try to plan. I just try to be present and be in that space that I'll work with whatever occurs, but I'm going to expect the best. And I don't always do it. I mean, I don't want to sit here and say I always do it, but I try to say, okay, you know, this can happen, but the opposite can happen.
Mm. And, you know, a very interesting maneuver is, what if instead you expected generosity and blessings? What would that mean? That's a lot different than, oh gosh, I have to deal with this, oh gosh, I have to deal with that. And filling yourself with that energy versus just being open to possibility.
I, for me personally, I tend to, you know, have things to do, and I just move through it. And it's like, okay, I got to do this, and now I'll move through it, and I'll do whatever I need to. And when I hit that stumbling block of, oh, how am I going to do this, or how is this going to occur, or whatever, I always get to that, you know, this is where I think of this. This comes into play is, you know what, just keep moving. Just keep moving, and it will work out. It will work out. And sometimes that's what I say. Things always kind of come together. Even if I don't know how, it will come together.
Mm.
So,
and that's a powerful. They're all 40 of them.
So, do you think Norman Vincent Peale is happy with our description and where we went with it?
That's a funny question. What do you think? That's not even where I go, because the basis is that this is generically available to everybody. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, what your color of skin is, where you came from, what your upbringing is, what you've done in your life. You just get into the vibe of that energy, and every single one of these 40 thought conditioners are very powerful in and of themselves. And I don't even know how else to describe it besides saying they're just very powerful. They're powerful how they reset your mind, how they kind of help you to think differently, how they get you into a different energy and vibration, and how they kind of partner with you to do what it is you want to do or what you came here to do.
Kind of like invocations.
Mm-hmm.
Changing your energy. And you know something? For each one of us, we're the only ones that can do it. So either you take the plunge and you decide that I'm going to change my thought process, I'm going to change my energy, and you're the only one that can do it. You can't change anyone else's, but you certainly can change your own and make the decision as to what you put out to everybody else.
Thank you for listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages for books and podcasts. Find New Threads music and their latest album on iTunes, Spotify, and newthreads.us.